So I'll offer a little bit of guidance for our continuing our heart practices. Let's begin with a little bit of gentle, light tapping on the breastbone, the ribs, whatever feels good as you sit. Remember, we were giving a... Whatever feels right for your bones in there, and your flesh, and your sensitivity. And if you like, you can do a hand tapping. Get a kind of a little smile on ourselves. Funny creatures we are. Whichever part of your ribs would love a little bit of attention. And then one more ping. So I'd like to invite us to begin the metta practice today with a little practice experiment that will support our metta practice. So this is a reflection and practice with a light touch. And the Brahmaviharas, the four qualities of heart, of the human awakened heart, boundless heart, they have many things in common, all four. The friendliness, the compassion, the joy, and the equanimity. One of the things they have in common is that they are boundless. They are uncramped. They are uncramped. They are generous. And they have in common a light touch. They have a light touch. Our personality, you know, or our survival styles that we've kind of managed to get together, don't have this same kind of boundless light touch. Either we can be heavy-handed with our experience and others, or we can disconnect. That's the binary, right? And we might be, you know, heading to the center. So as we begin, I'm going to invite this reflection of a light touch to help you, to help me, to help us be informed by what is more than our survival styles. Each of our survival, we're way more than our survival styles. We care for our survival styles, really care for them. And we're so much more. Yeah. So a light touch, you know what that is. A light touch, the way I'm defining it, is when we are met by something internally or externally that is as if it's of a light substance. I don't mean light like bright light, I mean light touch, light to the touch. It gets in. When it's rooted in this boundless heart, this light touch, we let it in, we trust it. It's not light as in superficial. We know the difference. Our heart knows the difference. We really know the difference. Yeah. We trust it. It's like something gets right in and touches us in a place we want to be touched. We may not have even known we wanted to be touched, but we do. A light touch can be at the same time robust and firm. It is not airy-fairy, like meaning, you know, ungrounded. I remember once a teacher of mine, as I was kind of prevaricating and kind of like talking around something and not getting to it, she kind of like sliced right in what should have been like terrible. But it had so much of a light touch, it just got in. A light touch can be more quintessentially light touch, you know, imagining like a dragonfly. Do you call them that here? A dragonfly, the way they land. That's something that strikes me often, the way their feet land on the leaf or the water. It's a light touch. We tend to love it when it is rooted, is natural, is trustworthy, has something more than just the personality. So it can have gravity and gravitas. But the point is, we like it, it can be lovely, beautiful, and we let it in. Something in us trusts it. It can be fleshy, it can be airy, it can be earthy, it can be brilliant. It can be barely noticeable, but something in the heart knows. So I'm going to invite us, there'll be a few steps to this. The first step is to dream up an image. Let your heart tell you what images of nature, of people, of sounds, of music, of person, of any contact, any image in the world, past, present, future, real or not real, speaks to you of a light touch that is meaningful to you. And I'll give you a moment to find such an image. Let it be just like it. One moment maybe when you saw that dragonfly land. Maybe one moment of that person's melody. Or one note or one phrase in that melody that touches you in a place with a light touch, it gets in. One line of that poem or one word. One image of the raindrop, one sound in nature. So take a moment now and invite the imagination of your body and heart to tell you what might be such an image for me to work with today. It doesn't have to be the perfect image. Where has your heart let in? Maybe that first footfall in the snow. Maybe you've seen a really skilled surgeon, I don't know, but something with precision and delicacy. And don't spend too long selecting such a sound or sight or smell. And if you can't think of anything, not the wing of a bird or the squeak of a baby, come to Kuan Yin again at the back, they who hear the cries of the world, and the way they can do that and not be overwhelmed is because they are rooted in the boundless heart and dwell in a light touch. So in a moment, I'll take us through a few steps where we will invite this image of a light touch. Again, it doesn't have to be visual. It could be auditory. It could be one concept even. We will ask them to work with us today, to be a teacher for us in the gesture of a light touch. We will ask to enter their atmosphere. And if you like, you will be invited to bring any part of you that wishes to be touched in this way. And you can stop at that point if you wish, or if you wish, we'll go into the metta and let it be infused with this intention of a light touch. So just before we begin the steps, if any of you will call out one word or two words of whatever is the image or sound or iconic moment of a light touch that has come to you right now. Anyone, please call it out. The Brandenburg Concerto. There was one over here. Raindrops on the pond. Falling of snowflakes.
Spring bulbs,
just on their own, or when they go boop.
The very first boop.
I thought it was the boop. The very first boop.
Butterflies on zinnias.
Again?
Butterflies on zinnias.
Hummingbirds.
Oh yeah, you have those here. Lucky you.
A friend's voice.
The light touch of a bell.
The touch of the ocean wave on my feet.
And as they say them, hear the concept and see if there's any resonance for you with any of those. Any more?
My big cat, Winnie.
My big cat?
Winnie.
My big cat, Winnie. Winnie has a light touch. Yeah, any more?
The spirit of the forest in the film, The Princess Mononoke.
Again, Justin?
The spirit of the forest in the film, The Princess Mononoke.
Did you hear that? The spirit of the forest in the film, Princess
Mononoke.
There was another one over here. The first time I held my daughter. Okay, let's pause there. Okay. So, opening the imagination, taking your seat. Let's play. It's a serious experimental play, but a play nonetheless. And ask this iconic moment of a light touch to come and work with you today. Please work with me today. And let them arrive into your location as image, as concept, as felt sense, as sound, as touch. And letting your body take up residence. And ask, Kumbhali, please be my teacher today. Not just to the thing, but to that iconic touch, that way that touch happens. Please teach me about a light touch. I want to know more. Letting your posture be upright and gentle. Open your aperture to the whole body and the space around the body. Breathing in and breathing out. Asking if you may enter into their world for a moment, or the world of this touch, its atmosphere, its texture, its vibration. Ask if you may enter into this boundless knowledge of heart. And don't be worried at any time if any tears arise, because as we go towards lightness, it can bring sorrow for having been out of contact, having missed this, having treated ourselves in a heavy-handed way, or by not being able to touch ourselves at all. And as you make your prayer, please show me your world. Breathing, opening the body 10% more. That you may be filled with the knowledge of the worlds that this light touch comes from. Can be very subtle, like finding your way in a new landscape, but entertain the possibility that the atmosphere of their world could fill your body, could pervade your heart and saturate as if you were walking into a mist. And if you lose resonance, just bring back the image, ask them to come back, hear those notes of that music, smell that smell, feel that touch, see the loveliness there. And if it feels okay to you, see if there are any parts of your body or your heart, mind, that would like to come forward into this world to receive this kind of a touch. Maybe there's a contracted pocket in your heart. or a heaviness in your diaphragm, or an ache in your soul, or a pain in your knee. Or a confusion in your mind. See if any parts want to come forward, placing them in the space between you and the image. And waiting humbly to receive the light touch. And seeing if you can linger offering this part of you and sustaining the sense of the loveliness, the beauty, or the simplicity and the lightness of the touch of the other. And if it helps to have a phrase to hint to hang this on, imagine that they are offering you and saying to you, here, like this, my love, like this. Let me touch you like this. And maybe you sense the delicacy or the precision or the substance that is more than your personality. And if it feels okay for you, staying for a few minutes in this kind of improvised blessing ceremony, this improvised dance of yielding and surrendering those places in me that do not yet know the beauty of a light touch. Like this, like this, there can be a power in a touch like this. Maybe it's okay for you to let the touch in, if it is. Maybe it saturates, moistens, pervades. Like a fragrance, into areas we may not even know are there. Breathing out. Breathing in. And if you have a cue, a line, I think you call it, of parts of you that are queuing up to be touched in this way, stay with this practice till the end of the sitting. Drink the subtle perfume. If you feel like ready to and become the offerer of metta, the bestower, the giver of metta. Thanking your teacher who has worked with you today. And as a humble apprentice, I take my seat offering metta to my body, to the other bodies and souls in this room. And every few minutes I'll offer another category of being, if you wish to bestow, to them. Taking picking up the lessons of a light touch. Bringing to mind your body and the other bodies in this room. Little outcroppings of nature. 98 of us. Like the first spring bulbs, plop, up we come. May you be filled with happiness. And imagining that that metta can be carried on the wind of a light touch. It can be carried on the air. And may all your agitation be soothed. May you be safe. May you be protected. May you know ease. Even imagine it's not even you offering this, it's being offered from the boundless through you. May you be able to always breathe out in safety and refuge. May you be filled with happiness. Staying with whatever phrase wishes to be carried on the wind. And if you wish now to bring to mind somebody here at IMS who you've barely noticed, you've just kind of clocked they're there, but they're kind of pretty neutral for you. Just a neutral person. May you be filled with happiness. Seeing them. This marvelous outcropping of nature. And if you wish to spend a minute or two with a difficult person from your world, not the most difficult, mildly difficult, see what it'd be like to offer the metta with a light touch. And finding a way to complete your practice that feels respectful to you and to the othernesses, the others that you have been with. Take a minute for that. And breathing in. And breathing out, may all beings be able to breathe out in ease and safety. May we be able to cultivate the power and beauty of the light touch of the boundless heart for our benefit and for the benefit of all beings everywhere. So it's time for a small group and some walking practice or movement practice. And there's a note, maybe this wasn't said at the beginning, I'm not sure, maybe it's a reminder. If you're on a work duty, like washing dishes, please feel free to go to the front of the food line and just bow your way in if you've got that job to do, yeah?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.